Masechet Tmura Perakei Mishnah Aleph Ketzad Marimen Ala Bechor. Marimen is a lashon orma, to do a plan, b'chachma. Somebody who wants to be marim on a bechor, as soon as it's born, it has kedusha and has to be given to the kohen. And the kohen will bring it to the korban on his back, and the bechor will be eaten by the kohen. And this person doesn't want to have to give the bechor to the kohen. Instead, he wants it to be a korban that he could bring for himself. So what can he do to make the bechor into a korban that he could bring himself? Somebody who has a behemoth that has not yet given birth, and it's Mubaris, it's about to give birth. Or Mary should say, Mashu b'meraha shazu, the blood inside the stomach of this aunt, in Zachar Ola. If it's a Zachar, it should have Kedushas Ola. His Makdisha while still in the stomach of the mother. Yoga Zachar, Yikrab Ola. If the behemoth gives birth to a Zachar, that Zachar would be brought by an Ola, by the person who owns the aunt himself. He doesn't have to give it to the car, he can bring it as his own korban. As the bechor only has kedusha when it's born, and since he is makdish it while it's still in the mother's stomach, so therefore the kedusha is chal on it, and it has kedushas ola when it's born. It's an ola, not a bechor, since it became an ola while still in the mother's stomach. While bechor only gets kedushas bechor when it's born, so now he doesn't have to give it to the kohen; he could bring it for his own korban. The im mekeva zidchei shlamin. The older mekeva. Tikrav Shlomit. Somebody has a behemoth that's Mubaris, and his makdish the blood while still in the mother's stomach, and he says that if the blood is born as an akeba, it should be a korban shlomim. When the blood is born, if it's an akeba, he would bring it as a shlomim. Now here we're not talking about where he wants to be makdish a bechor. As a bechor is only a zachar, not an akeba. We're talking about here where somebody was makdish a chatas, and this chatas is Mubaris. And he doesn't want that when the vlad is born, it should have the din of a vlad chatas, as the din is that a vlad chatas is put to death. And since a vlad chatas only gets kedusha when it's born, he could be makdish it while still in the mother's stomach for a korban shlomim instead of a chatas. And that way, when it's born, it has the din of a shlomim, and it can bring it on the mizbeach as a korban shlomim. And if it's not makdish it while it's in the mother's stomach, since the aim is a chatas when the vlad is born, it would be a vlad chatas. And the din of a vlad chatas is that it is put to death. In Zachar Ola, in the cave of Zivchei Shlomim, somebody who's not this a chatas and it's Mubaris, and he says that if the vlad that is born is a Zachar, I want it to be an Ola, and if the vlad that is born is in a cave, I want it to be a Korban Shlomim. Yoda Zachar Una Keva. And then the Aaron gave birth to both a Zachar and in a cave, gave birth to twins. HaZachar Yikrav Ola, Vahan Nekeva Tikrav Shlomim. The Zachar would be brought as an Ola, and the Nekeva would be brought as a Shlomim. Since he was Makdish while still in the mother's stomach, it would have the din of an Ola, and the Shlomim would not have the din of a Vlad Chatas. Somebody who has a Behemoth that's Chulin, who is not Makdish the Behemoth, and the Behemoth is Mu'ubarak, and he wants to be Makdish the Vlad inside the Behemoth. And he said that if the Vlad is a Zachar, he would bring it as a Korban Ola. And if it's an Akeva, he would bring it as a Korban Shlomit. And the behemoth gave birth to twins, two Zacharim. Echad Mehen Yikrav Ola, one of the Zacharim, he would bring it as a Korban Ola himself. V'hasheni Yimachar L'chai V'Ola V'damav Chulim. And the second Zachar, even though he doesn't have to bring it as an Ola himself, as he was only Machayev himself to bring one Ola, but it has to be brought by somebody as an Ola. As even though he was Magdish, only one Zachar inside the mother's stomach, but we have no way of telling which one has kedusha and which one does not, so both of them have to be brought as an ola. So therefore the second one he would sell to somebody who's hired to bring an ola. That person would bring it as a korban ola, and the proceeds of the sale is chulin. He can use the money for whatever he wants. Yoldo shtei nekevos. If the behemoth gives birth to two nekevos, achas mehen tikrav shlomim, one of them he would bring as a shlomim himself, v'hashnia timachar lechai v'shlomim v'damea chulin, and the second one would be sold to somebody who's hired to bring a shlomim. He would bring it as a korban shlomim, and the proceeds of the sale is chulin. He can use the money for whatever he wants. Now, as we said, this is talking about where the aim is chulin. But if he was makdish the aim for a korban chatas, and he said that if it gives birth to a zachar, it should be a korban olam, and then the aim gave birth to two zacharim, in such a case, one vlad would have a din of an olam, and the other vlad would have a din of a vlad chatas, which is put to death. And since we have no way of knowing which one is the olam, and which one is a vlad chatas, So both of them would be put to death. So that is a din that a black chatas that gets mixed up with other behemoths, all the behemoths get put to death. Yolda tumtum v'androgynous. In this case, we're talking about where somebody has a korban and it gives birth to a vlot. And the din is that when you have a korban that gives birth to a vlot, the vlot also has kedusha. If the behemoth gives birth to a tumtum or an androgynous, which is a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer ain kedusha chala aleihem. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, even though normally the vlot of a korban has kedusha, but if the vlot is a tumtum or an androgynous, no kedusha is chal on the vlot. In this case, the vlot would not have kedusha. The reason being is that a tumtum or an androgynous is considered a mum, a baal mum, and therefore, since it has a mum, it doesn't have kedusha, as the kedusha is only chal on the vlot when it is born. And since at the time it's born, it's a tumtum or an androgynous and it has a mum, the kedusha is not chal on the vlot. While the Tanna Kamma argues with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, they hold that the kedusha is chal on the vlot while still in the mother's stomach. So therefore, since the kedusha was already there before it is born, when it's born it has kedusha, even if it's a tumtum or an androgynous.